Rush Arbor was playing at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas. I was still with him at the time. And you know, ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a cowboy. I watched Roy Rogers, Dale Evans on TV, and The Rifleman, and gosh, who else? It was Gene Autry, and I don't know. These guys were my heroes, you know. And every Christmas, I'd want the holster set, you know, the two guns, and the sheriff's badge, and we had a bunch of bandy chickens, and I remember going out in the chicken yard and arresting all them chickens and rounding them up and putting them in the chicken house, you know, and locking them up. We had one little bandy rooster, though, that I could never catch him, and he was a little outlaw, you know, that I called him Jesse, could never find him. But as I grew older, of course, that desire to be a real cowboy never left me, and I dressed like one still, even, you know, when I was older. And while we were in Vegas, I had an old Willie Nelson straw hat on, and I was dressed up like a cowboy, pretty good, big old buckle on, you know, the boots with the cuffs rolled up, and I didn't have any spurs on, but I was just playing the role, walking around that casino, and this little blackjack dealer, she took a liking to me, and she came up to me, and she says, "Are you a real cowboy?" And I said, "Mm-hmm. I'm from Oklahoma." Boy, she was impressed, and I began to tell her things that weren't true, but I told her all kinds of stuff to impress her. So she said, "Oh, you've got to take me horseback riding. A real cowboy taking me horseback riding." And I said, "All right." So we went out to these stables that just out the side of town there, and I figured, you know, stables, no problem. We get out there, and the lady comes out, and she says, "We've got a problem here. We don't have enough saddles, and we need an experienced rider to ride bareback." Well, the girl that I was with, immediately her hand went up, and she says, "Well, I'm with a real cowboy from Oklahoma." And she says, "Well, great, then he can ride bareback." And I was stuck, man. Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, the only horse I ever rode was a horse that my friend Jerry's dad had a horse named Bill. And Bill was an old plow horse. And Jerry and I'd get up on old Bill, and we'd walk around the barnyard. And that was about it. Well, there was one other horse that I rode that threw me, and I got my foot caught in the stirrup. I thought I was going to die until a guy came out and unplugged it. So we went and got on these horses, and we're getting ready to move out of the stables there. And I'm being just as still as I can be on this horse, thinking I can do this. And just as we passed out of the gate, that horse took off. I don't know what spooked it, but it took off, and I went right off the back of that horse onto the ground. It was one of the most humiliating things I'd ever been through in my life. And when it was all over and the dust had cleared, that little gal came up to me and she says, "I knew you weren't a cowboy. I know what a real cowboy's like, and you're not a real cowboy." So she, whoa, boy. So guess what? I wrote a song. And the story's a lot longer than the song, but it's called Cowboy. Why does everyone I meet call me cowboy? I've never rode for brand or felt a rope burn in my hand. Why does everyone I meet call me cowboy? Guess all them Zane Grey and Louis L'Amour books I read have finally taken over this city boy's head. Now everyone I meet, I want them to think I'm a cowboy. 'Cause cowboys know how to treat a lady, wear an old hat to keep their faces shady. I just want to drift on wild and free. Maybe someday I'll turn out to be a cowboy. Why does everyone I meet call me cowboy? I don't do rodeo. Well, this old hat and these boots are for show. Why does everyone I meet call me cowboy? As I sit here on this old bar stool, thinking who's the Soul City boy trying to fool? I'll never be able to be as cool as a cowboy. Cowboys know how to treat a lady, wear an old hat to keep their faces shady. I just wanna drift on wild and free. Maybe someday I'll turn out to be. A cowboy.